one of my favorite people, Peg Espinola. Yeah, Peg is wonderful. I want to be just like you when I grow up. That's what everybody says. That's because you're so wonderful.
Old, I want to be like you.
No, you're great. Wonderful singer-songwriter. She's got a great sense of humor. Just let's give Peg a wonderful, warm welcome.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. And I'm going to have to look down. I don't hear myself. I'm not going to plug in. Ah, here we go. I should explain about this song. It references an earlier song of mine in which I talk about my next car is going to be my last one. How many haircuts till I die? So I've already written about this car. So I wrote this song this afternoon on a walk. I thought I was going to choose my song on the walk. Instead, I wrote a song singing into my iPhone. Okay, so you'll forgive me if it's a little rough. I finally got my last car, the one I wrote about. It's sleek and red and shiny and it's fast without a doubt. It rides me friends in comfort and the gas won't make me poor. It's the darling of a Subaru, but oh, it's so much more. I took a little Facebook poll to find this car a name. The winner, Rosalita, speaks to Woody Guthrie's fame. She's got a backup mirror with lines of green and red. I don't know how to use it, so I turn my head instead. She tells me when I'm leaving my designated lane, I'll not wander across the yellow line nor cause some cyclist pain. I'll never have to worry about dozing off to sleep. Rosalita, she will wake me up with short soprano beep. Now when I get a phone call, I speak into the dash. And if I get distracted, she'll remind me not to crash. I love my Rosalita, she's my nanny, she's my friend. She'll keep me safe for a long, long time, until the bitter end.
And now, let's welcome Ruth.